welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
God gave the promised land to Israel, did he not? And when he sent the spies in there, what did they come back saying? 10 of them came back with what? 2 of them came back with a? How many of those that gave the bad report and those that believed it lasted? I heard it the other day. I knew it was around this. It's an 11-day journey across the desert. It was an 11-day journey across the wilderness. How long did Israel stick around there? 40 years. Sometimes we spend a lifetime wandering through the wilderness of our life when we can take God's shortcut to the answer, but because we don't mix it by faith, the answer never comes about. Then we say, God, where have you been? Here's where he's been. Here's where he always will be. I'm telling you, you can say unto this mountain, whatever the dilemma or problem is, and speak to it to go. Why? Because you're mixing the word of God with faith. It's a promise. It always works. Say, it always works. I learned it from a good mentor. Jesus spoke to the wind. He spoke to the storm. He spoke to the sickness. He spoke to the fever. He spoke to the tree. Every time he spoke, he got the results. He spoke because he first saw Daddy God do it. And every time he said it, it established itself in his heart. Glory. Jesus came to establish the kingdom of God. Say, my righteousness. Peace. And his joy. There should be great joy in our heart. Not about listening to the news and how bad things are, but because Jesus has everything under his control and he knows the beginning from the end. And one of these days, the Bible says, like a thief in the night, Jesus is coming back. And can I tell you something? It's right around the corner. Amen. Don't stop speaking the word. Don't stop living the word. Don't stop establishing the word by our mouth, speaking by faith, confessing it out of our mouth. It's about ready to break forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what happened with the woman with the issue of blood. She kept hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. And then she began to establish the principle of faith by saying, if I can only get to the hem of his garment. Amen. The Bible says so many people gathered around our disciples saying, well, everybody's touching you and pushing you. But nobody was putting a demand on the anointing of God for healing. They were coming and saying, I got this sickness. I got this problem. I got this and I got that. It doesn't belong to you. Amen. When flu season comes, I don't run out and get a flu shot. I don't say I'm going to get it. I establish the word and I take double dose like you would a vitamin C, the word of God over my life, 3 times a day. I'm challenged with physical issues, but I never say they're mine. When I go to the doctor and he reads and he said, I see you have this. I said, no, I don't. And it gives them a headache. They've got to go see a doctor when I'm done with it. Why? Because I'm not establishing that in my heart by speaking it out of my mouth. Any medication I have to take, there's a scripture verse underneath that medication. I say that every day. My wife comes in agreement and says the same thing. By his stripes, I am already healed. Have you seen it manifested? No. Are you going to give up? No. Because I know the promise of God's word. He's called the great physician. I believe in doctors and I go to them. But I know a great physician that's above all the other physicians, even the specialist, who knows the beginning from the end. That's my second opinion, is the great physician. Well, Pastor, are you sure? Because I've established the principles of God's word in my life to the point where this is my first aspirin. This is my first pill to take the pain away. This is my first anything. My first vitamin is the word of God. It's established in my heart and I speak it back out. Amen. Say, establish it in my heart. Now listen, this is the part I can't do for you and the Holy Spirit can't do for you. This needs to be a daily cycle. Say daily cycle. That means every day I'm reading the word, I'm establishing it in our mouth, Because faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how can you hear unless somebody's saying something? Well, Pastor, I come on Sunday mornings, you're saying, if you ate a meal today and waited until next Sunday, I'd be visiting you in the hospital. It doesn't work that way. Every day you have to feed. The Bible says, Jesus said it, you cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So if this is out of the mouth of God, I'm going to be able to live and establish my life in the Spirit or my life of faith. Hallelujah. All right, let's go over to Romans 8 for a minute. We'll read a few verses here. Here we come. Therefore, there is now no condemnation, no judging guilty or wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus. How many of you are in Christ Jesus? You're established. So what don't you have? Condemnation. What does that mean? That means if you mess up or I mess up, I'm not condemned in my heart. That's what the Bible says. So if anything else comes as a result of you and I messing up in our walk with God, and I feel condemnation, that's because you and I don't understand who I am. Life in the Spirit understands that Jesus took our sins, put them on Him on Calvary. Our sins are they're dead. They're lifeless. Say they're lifeless. All right? Now listen. For those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the what?
Spirit.
For the law of the Spirit. What is the law of the Spirit? It's the law of faith. That's the law of the Spirit. Because everything you and I get in our spiritual life comes what? By faith. Because without faith you can't do what? Can't please God. Listen now. Which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and death. So there's one law that had us at one time, and I'm not going to go over it here, but the Bible says that Jesus found us in the slave market. The Bible actually calls us slaves because of sin. And Jesus came and did what? He redeemed us. He paid the price that was asked on the auction block by Satan to get you and I back, and that was blood. It wasn't gold. It wasn't silver. No gold or silver, no matter how much amount of it is, could win us, but only blood. So Jesus made a decision to buy us back with his blood. How many of you know blood isn't cheap? You could have your heart working fine, your liver working fine, your kidneys working fine, but if you bled to death and all your organs couldn't function, you're dead. So there's life where? In the blood. What does the Bible say? Life in the blood. Turn to your neighbor and say, glory. Got life in the blood. And Jesus gave his life for us. Say it freed us from the law of sin. And I heard somebody preaching the other day. It was right on, so plain and simple. But he quoted a scripture, and I said, boy, you're right on. He said this, listen. He came to the woman who was condemned, remember? And what did Jesus say? They didn't say nothing to him. But he kneeled down first and wrote in the sand. What happened to everybody with the stones? They dropped them and left. He didn't say anything, but he did say something when the opportunity presented itself. He wasn't about to waste his breath on those guys. He doesn't waste his breath on the religious. But he looks at the woman and says, your sins are forgiven, comma, now go and sin no more. He didn't say, go ahead, man, do whatever you want to do and I'll rescue you again another time. He made a line in the sand, if you don't mind, saying, now that you're forgiven, don't go back to that old lifestyle. Bible says in Romans, should we keep on sinning over and over and over and over and over again? So grace may abound over. It says no. And the preaching of the church today doesn't let the church grow up like it should. Yes, God's always going to forgive you. No question about that. But I want to be farther along in life, serving God, winning the loss, than I am battling with this sin today and tomorrow and the next day. He's forgiven me. He set me free. But now he says, go in. I heard one of these new grace preachers preach like this. It's still, I have to get rid of it sometimes in my head. You don't have to be obedient because Jesus was obedient. And the church is embracing this. I'm not embracing it. It's the last day apostasy where this stuff is preached in the church and people no longer embrace the truth. They embrace lies because they don't know the difference between a lie and the truth. I'm establishing myself in the Word. If I can't find the scripture that supports what I say, don't listen to it. The Bible tells me I should be obedient. Amen? So when you hear that, what happens? Did you ever eat something and something was wrong with it? Then you look at the date. Did you ever go sometime through your, like, aspirins or things like that? You take nasal spray and you look at it and it's like 4 or 5 years old is right. And you're taking it and nothing's happening. You've got to check the word of God that says this unexpired word that I've given to you will always work. But we've got to have the word of God to say. Can I go a little further here?
All right.
For the law of the spirit of life, which is in Christ. Where do we find this new spirit? In the only place. The law of our new being. Say of our new being. I'm not an old being. I'm a new being. How many of you ever had a car accident and they want to replace the fender or they with an aftermarket? They want a little Bondo or you sand it out. What happens eventually? It's going to rust. I want something new to replace it. I don't want something repaired. And what Jesus did was came and didn't give us a repaired life, gave us a new life. He's freed us from the law of sin and of death. Listen to the third verse. For God has done what the law could not do, its power being weakened by the flesh, the entire nature of man with what? Without the Holy Ghost. How many of you have the Holy Ghost? All right. Sending his own son in the guise of sinful flesh as an offering for sin. God condemned sin. What did he do? Condemned sin in the flesh. He subdued it, overcame, deprived it of its power over all who accept that sacrifice. So what has he done? Gotten rid of it. Hallelujah. There shouldn't be a compartment for sin in our heart. We should be able to walk down any street of any city, walk by the liquor store, walk by this and walk by that, and that was my old life. It doesn't affect me anymore. Be strong enough, say, speak out of your mouth. That used to be, but not any longer. I have new life in Christ. That's how you have to walk and talk in life. If you can't find the job, well, everybody's rejecting me. God hasn't rejected you. He's given you new life in the spirit. Start writing down exactly what it is that you're looking for in a job. How much you want to get paid? What do you want to have for your... Well, I don't want to put God... You know, he's busy. Hello! He's a spirit. He doesn't sleep. He knows and has already established his promises. God has not established poverty. Too many believers have a poverty mentality. There's no subtraction in the word of God. Always multiplication. And we've talked about an apple seed in the ground doesn't produce apples or trees. It produces orchards after orchards after orchards. It just keeps going. God's word is multiplication. You need a job? Start spelling out what you need. You get rejected 10, 15, 20 times? Who cares? God has established it. When I was looking to have a church, I had 10 offers come in 1 week. Within 1 week, they were all pulled. I remember sitting on the edge of my bed, remember, in Yonkers, New York, just sitting there at lunchtime wanting to quit, wanting to just give up. I don't want to do this anymore. I was working in Yonkers as a rodent control supervisor. I was chasing rats around city lots. And then my wife put on a song by the Imperials. Changed my life. What was the name of the song, huh? Praise the Lord. He works through those who praise him. The devil's a liar. Tries to make us think we're paupers, but we're children of the King.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.